Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the movie Mission Impossible 1 minute at a time. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Doug.
Welcome, Doug.
Thank you. I haven't recorded in a while. I'm a little out of practice.
I think Doug was ready for waiting on me to say his last name. This is Doug Greenberg from the Rocky Minute, and he is our guest this week for these great minutes as we are starting to wrap up the movie. Doug, welcome.
Happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me on, guys.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
No problem. Love the Rocky Minute. You guys just recently finished. Super happy. Are you excited that you're done?
I am excited that we're done. It was like a huge accomplishment at the time. And then all of a sudden, like, it fizzled out, and I'm like, now what do I do? Like, I never podcasted before Rocky, and now all of a sudden we're done with Rocky, and I'm like, you know, I don't know what to do with myself. So we're excited to start Rocky too, but
that's when you start guesting.
I know.
That's good though.
Well, yeah. Here we are.
Welcome. We have another Italian that sometimes joins us on the podcast. Brian De Palma.
Oh, God, he's in today.
So, you're not Italian. You're from. Are you Italian? Let's talk about this.
Not Italian.
Okay.
We went over that earlier, didn't we?
You're from New Jersey, so I think that's the problem. And you're doing the Rocky Minute, so
right. Where everybody is, you know, associates New Jersey with Italian, but I couldn't be farther from. I'm from the Young Frankenstein world of Romania.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
That's where the Jew in me comes from, Romania.
Oh, okay. That's cool. The Jew in me comes from Tennessee. So,
all right.
You Tennessee Jews.
Well, converted. So, Chris, did you do? Just so everybody knows, this is our first time taping in about 2 months.
Yes, it is.
We banked a lot of episodes, so we're coming back in 2 months into this. And super happy with all the responses we've gotten. We could not be happier. Chris, what did you do over your vacation?
I helped to produce and direct a film festival for the last couple months. And so I just finished that up in March or something like that. And then now I'm in the process of just going to work and doing this. Listen to podcasts, going to work, watching movies, lots of movies.
Mm-hmm. Crying.
Crying, yes. Lots of crying because it's been...
Crying in your bed while holding yourself. Yes. I know. That's how I go to bed.
I hold a pillow.
Well, this is Minute 91. This is your new comfort. We're back in it. We're talking about Minute 91. 91 begins with Max grabbing the knock list from under her seat and ends with Max telling Ethan, Job will find you. My first note coming out of a two-month hiatus is, what happened to all the Velcro? Guys, when I saw this scene and there's Velcro under the seat and there's a disc underneath it, I was like, hey, we used to love Velcro in the 80s and 90s.
Do we not still love Velcro? I was confused. I thought we still used it.
I love Velcro. Yeah. It's not on everything anymore.
The Velcro strips, I use those to hang posters.
Okay. Doug, you use Velcro in your life, right?
Yeah, in my S&M side project. What? We use a lot of Velcro.
Oh, my God.
Because buckles are too restraining, you know, so we just...
Okay, we're going down this dark path
already. He's getting ready for the 50 Shades Minute.
Oh, God, I can't even imagine.
How much torture is that? What's the safe word? Get me out of this. I can't be here. The act is too much.
Mathis has his little laptop in the briefcase that we talked about before. It's so cute. I love the way he's using it. He's scrolling through and opening up, and he gets the disc, puts it in, and starts listening to it. Reading what's happening.
Now, I know Danny Elfman does the score for this, right?
Yes, he does.
Do you think that the music always fits the scene? Because this is
hijinksy.
Yeah, it is hijinksy. It's like jaunty kind of, jumpy music, and I don't know. It's just a very, solid, really nothing going on scene. I don't know. The music doesn't always fit it scene.
Oh, it's me, Brian De Palma. Are you telling me you don't enjoy the music that we pick? Oh, ooh-ah. Wait, I've forgotten the voice. There it is. I found it.
It's the Pacino voice. Remember that.
It's the Pacino voice. Now I got it.
Ooh-ah.
It's the ooh-ah. It always brings me back in. Wait, Doug, so you'll say, first of all, hello, salud, paisan, nice to see you.
You're Italian,
right? No. Brian, we went over this. He's not Italian. What do you mean he's not Italian? He's from New Jersey. He's doing the Rocky Minute, right? Who directed Rocky?
John Avildsen.
Yeah, he's one of my friends. Johnny? Yeah.
Also not Italian.
Also not Italian.
Wait, what?
just like Daniel LaRusso is not Italian, also a movie that John Avildsen directed, The Karate Kid.
Mm. Oh yeah, love that Karate Kid. That kid, little Italian kid, learning how to play karate, and then he, at the end of the movie, he murders the guy from the other group.
No, I think that's one of your movies, Brian.
Have you even seen the movie? I have not seen it. I have only heard about it.
I think he thinks that De Niro plays the Karate Kid.
This isn't the Jaden Smith version, Brian.
He just ran off.
Did he go chase John Woo again? I think that's what he's doing.
No, John. In the past 2 months, John Woo has escaped from the closet that he was in. He's gone.
He El Chapo'd it.
Unfortunately, Brian has stayed.
I don't think he has anywhere else to go.
I've told him 3 times he can go.
Yeah.
And he's still here. So he may show back up. I don't know.
But he just runs out. He absconds me and then leaves.
That's about
his pattern. Yeah.
That's what he does.
I think
he usually just yells something vaguely racist, runs out, and goes on his way.
Well, he didn't say any Jew jokes, so.
No.
Oh, thank goodness. I don't know what he. You're saying the music is too jaunty for this scene. I agree. I agree that it. Well, he only has 2 modes, I think.
Mm. Yeah, at this time period in his career, I think he only had 2 modes. Now, if he was doing this, I don't think it would be as jaunty nowadays because he's gotten more somber.
He did Creepy well.
Yep.
And he did like bum, 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 bum,
yep.
bum.
Yeah, that's
very staccato.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know music terms like that. So staccato.
Is that
the stuff you put on the side of houses to make it textured?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, your house. What's it got on there? There's a little staccato.
No, I think that's what you put on the pasta, right?
Yeah,
the staccato sauce.
Yeah, that's right. My mom used to make the best sausage in staccato. I don't know who that was. That was me, I think, just doing a voice. Hey, are you doing my voice? No, I'm not doing your voice, Brian. God. That sounds good. With clams? Mm. Oh, yeah. Max is super happy that this disc gets read. She is ecstatic. She's on the phone with Ethan. And her entire demeanor changes.
Yep.
She says something weird. She says that just the possibility is worth the $10 million.
The possibility of a rendezvous with Ethan?
Or a possibility of the disc being good. That's what I'm worried about.
Possibility
of like her and Job and Ethan all being in the same room?
Is that what she wants? No. Wait.
She said, I hope this doesn't preclude a meeting in private.
Yes. That's her being horned up.
She wants to bone.
Maybe that's where the jaunty music is supposed to fit in right there.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Or would it be more like a... Bow, bow,
bow, bow. Oh, we have that music when we read the book.
Yes. Oh, nice. That's your book music.
That's our book music.
Nice.
Yep, our novelization music. So it's in the silver briefcase. The combination is 314. All right. The second I heard the combination, the first thing I thought was, so is she set this up for either Job or Ethan to open it, correct?
Yeah.
She does not care. Basically, we're aware she does not care.
As long as she gets the knock list.
As long as she gets the knock list. She does not care about the $10 million. Whoever takes it, fine.
Now, she's far too trusting if she gives that up before the knock list is transferred.
Okay, that's a good point, Doug. I think that the transfer of it is her end. It's not. The money was on delivery.
Mm-hmm.
That was always the thing. So I think that it's being transferred is just the
formality.
Act 3 finale, MacGuffin that we need, which is Luther is there to make sure that it doesn't get transferred.
Right.
It gets out in the open.
But if it wasn't transferred to wherever the hell they were transferring it to, she still has the disc itself.
Yeah.
So either way.
Yeah, I don't know why it's such a big deal to get it done so fast. Like, I'm surprised they even thought transferring it was a thing they were going to do. I just thought, oh, okay, I got the disc. Great, thanks.
Yeah, that's what I was confused about, too.
Maybe it's like how some people do 2 backups of an audio for a podcast, that she just wants a backup. She's just worried.
I think she's trying to. I don't know if she's trying to. Is she downloading it or what is she doing?
No, she's uploading. I mean, she's uploading it somewhere. She's emailing it. I don't know. It's not a big file, but she just needs, we'll see in later minutes, she just needs a connection to the internet. Maybe she's putting it up on that use group, that Joe Bible use group. Who knows?
For anyone to...
Well, she's going to sell it for more than $10 million. So I'm sure to other countries, this is hundreds of millions of dollars worth of information. Because she's not going to sell the list. She's going to sell sections of it. Mm-hmm. I think we can. This is a good time to start talking about it. What is this knock list actually going to be used for? Because we've never actually talked about... We've talked about what it is, how the plan works, but we've never talked about how best do you make money?
You know, it's sort of like the same plot as the beginning of Skyfall, isn't it? Where they're stealing lists and he's trying to stop them and they're on
it's
a train.
Exactly the it's beginning the same, of Skyfall.
It's the beginning of Skyfall.
Because when at first they're like, oh, this is a list. And in this list, there's their real names and their fake names. I just went,
wait a minute.
I'm like, okay, that's the plot of Mission Impossible.
So is it valuable in the country where the agent is operating?
Yeah, or to the country that's against the country that they're operating. Like, let's say they're in...
Hezbollah.
That's the first name that comes up and I see it, I'm like, Hezbollah?
Yeah. Let's say they're in Hezbollah. Anybody in Hezbollah is like, yeah, let's find out what's going on and if these guys are deep cover agents.
Pete's over there worried that he's like, oh, crap, they're going to find out it's me.
So if somebody's like, who is this cable face?
Cable face? The nicknames on this list are so stupid. I mean, it's just as dumb as it was when we first met this list a long time ago. We met Two-Face or Double-Face. We met her before.
But some of them aren't terrible. Pluto, Jupiter, Tiger, Scorpion.
Gray Man
is a little...
Yankee Flyboy.
So, Yankee. Oh, Flyboy is a good one.
Yeah, we talked about those. Those were added as jokes for Ethan. Yeah. Tom Cruise.
Look at that. Mind blown.
Yeah, those were added. We talked about that guy because these are in the credits at the beginning of the movie, and we talked about them.
I love Cable Face.
Yeah, he's that guy that's in the Deadpool movie, right? Cable Face.
No, that's the guy from Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Call me Cable Face.
Taserface.
Taserface.
I know. My joke.
Oh, okay.
We'll learn in some other minutes. Hold on a second.
Harrison, keep it down.
We'll learn in some other minutes. Is Max setting up Ethan? Did she already talk to the real Job about this and he knows to be on the train? Or did Claire give Job the details?
I think Claire gave Job the details.
I would have said all orchestrated by Max.
In 2 minutes, we're going to see Max do something. And I was just wondering if you guys thought, oh, she had this planned the whole time.
I think they all had it planned. That's what's messed up. I think that Ethan had his plan. I think Max had her plan. And I think Claire and Jim had their plan. And they're all the same plan.
Well, Max definitely hedged her bets by getting more than one guy on this.
Yeah.
So if one of them failed, then, you know, odds are at least the other one would come through. Or maybe she even had, I mean, is Claire a separate entity or she kind of rolled in with Jim?
Yeah, she's with Jim. I think they had to play an audible because I'm going to save it for a later minute when we get closer to it because I want to talk about the plan. The big build up this week will be. We're going to talk about the plan.
Again.
We have to finally. But we're going to explain the plan.
Oh, we're going to explain it.
And we're going to name the episode, We Explain the Plan. It won't be this episode. This episode is going to be named like...
Max wants the bone.
Max is down to bone.
Yeah, but we will definitely have an episode this week. Where we explain the plan. And then next week, we'll have an episode where we explain the plan because it's going to keep changing again and again and again. No, this is like the end of planning. At the end of this week, we get into pure action again.
Yep. Now, does that gun say 3D on it? Is that what that says?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. In one of the shots, there's a man in a trench coat, like a McGruff the Crime Dog trench coat.
Nice.
And it's from below the, you like that? And it's from below the screen. So you can only see his like bottom of his chest. And he's like sitting in one of the rooms, in one of the state rooms cabins of the train. And he's got a boombox And
what's a boombox?
a ghetto blaster.
For you millennials, a boombox was a handheld radio with large handheld. Speakers.
It was handheld in the fact that
it had a handle on it.
It took 15 hands to hold it. It weighed a minimum of 20 pounds.
Exactly.
Yes, yes. Imagine a duffel bag that lets music come out of it.
And it took 8 D-cell batteries to
run. Oh, yeah. My God.
And it weighed so much.
It's so heavy.
Especially once you started playing them with CDs on them.
Yeah.
You bring it to the beach, you get sand in it, and it doesn't work.
This boombox, he's pulling these parts out, and the gun's handle does say 3D. I don't know what that means. We're going to talk about this gun probably over the next few days. Yeah. This gun is a custom gun that was built by an armorer, and we'll talk about that in some upcoming minutes, for this movie. It's not a real gun, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. It's super cool looking, but it's not real. So all the parts had to like pretend to also be boombox parts. So maybe the 3D was part of an old logo for a disc.
No, like maybe, yeah.
Like the CD, the thing you pop the CD in or something.
Yeah.
But there was two guns actually made for...
There were two guns.
Two guns were made, but only this one was used.
Right. The other one looks... We'll put up pictures of this for this week, today. The first one's gross looking. It's not a screen-ready gun. The second one's very nice.
Sleek. It's like that line of fire gun that John Malkovich uses. It's like the little
pretty much little, yeah, it's whittled out of wood.
Wood.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. Yeah. It looks like a pipe with a stick coming out of it.
It doesn't matter what it looks like as long as it gets the job done.
All right, Doug.
I'll settle down.
Doug's on his you're in a little soapbox over there.
You pretty much make a gun out of anything.
Thanks, Doug. Oh my God. Don't tell people that. There's so many things to talk about. Let's move on. This is a great place to talk about Tech of the Ep because we're at a point in the movie where the tech is going to start flowing and flying at us. So let's do this one real quick. Let's do Tech of the Ep. Doug, since you are our guest, we will ask you first, what tech do you think should be the tech of the app today?
I'm going to choose the MacGuffin itself, the knock list.
Nice. Okay, just the way it kind of warbles in from gibberish and kind of works on the screen.
Yeah, what are those? Some kind of Asian characters that kind of...
I think they're supposed to be cryptic, gibberish. Like they're cryptic, like tripped, I don't know, they're like, you know... Like, I don't know, man.
encoded or...
I'm looking at it in still screen to see what it looks like, and it's not a language. Those are like... You know what? They could be. They look like glyphs. They look like just, you know, like the kind of language you'd use in Star Wars or something.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You took the words out of my mouth.
So it goes from Arabesh to English.
Oh, look at you.
We're all nerds. What are you talking about? Arabesh.
I'm no dummy.
Hey. Nerd! He's just a really big nerd. You haven't seen a picture of the guy. The guy's like 17 feet tall.
Exactly.
His muscles, his arms are bigger than my head.
What do you think I became a cop to get back at all the bullies?
Oh my God. He's so angry.
They certainly can't hurt me. We can arrest them.
Doug, Doug, they can't hurt you anymore. It's okay, man. No. Or he can crush them.
I think you've hit a nerve.
Stop looking at me. Doug's working out some of his issues on our podcast. That's great.
Hang on, I gotta make some notes for my therapist.
Yeah, knock list. That's a good one. Chris, what about you?
Jonathan equals bully. Sorry.
Go ahead. Shut up, stupid.
I'm sure he can reach through the internet and grab you like a cartoon.
He's all the way in New Jersey. He can't get me.
Well, we're not really to the gun fully yet, so I'm not gonna go with that.
Okay.
I think I'm gonna go with the Velcro.
Nice. Man's greatest invention, Velcro.
Velcro.
Keeping to the moon.
Keeping sneakers closed since 1968, we'll say.
And just like a boombox, if you get a little sand in it, useless.
Yeah.
Useless, yep.
You ain't kidding. I used to wear Velcro shoes to like the beach, and then you get home and they'd just be like flap, flap, flap. They would just, and then now you just have shoes that have like tongues,
flaps,
and you're like, great.
And they keep falling off every step you take.
Oh, they're loose and they have tongues. Fantastic. I may have picked this for the last one, but because it's been so long, Mathis's briefcase, that contoured.
Yeah, cool. I think you did pick that.
It's not
last
just
time.
The briefcase. It's just everything about it. I love the tiny little computer, the little notebook. This is the first non-Mac, right? Is that a is that a Mac?
It's no, I Apple, think that's a Mac. I think that's that little black Mac that they used to have.
What was that called? That was a whole different thing. That was a different kind of laptop.
Yeah.
It was like a personal assistant. It was an iPad in a terrible, you know, functionality.
With like the memory of like the memory of it was ridiculous compared to like what we've got on our phones now.
Yeah, it was like three knock lists sized.
Yeah.
You could put probably 2 or 3 megs of data.
Maybe that's why they have to upload the knock list. They don't have enough room on the hard drive.
Oh, they're like, "Oh, it's already half full."
It's already half. Crap, we got to upload it cuz we can't keep it on this computer. It's only got 250 megabytes.
The logo on the computer itself, though, is that the rainbow apple, isn't it?
Yeah, is it? I think that's what it is, yeah.
I don't watch the minutes.
Why would you?
But you know what's funny is that we had this conversation before we went on hiatus about the suitcase being form-fitted and everything like that.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah, and then I saw Black Panther during the hiatus, and they make a joke about doing that. Why would I do that? Why would I want to waste more money doing that? You just put it in a trash in a paper bag.
Yeah, it's such a tiny computer too. Yeah,
it
so
really
that,
is.
That one's mine. So I think because Doug picks the thing on the computer, and I'm picking the computer, and Velcro's Velcro.
Yeah,
I think we're gonna go with the whole computer setup, the computer, because we're gonna have to talk about other computers in later days. So although her cell phone also cool, but. I'm impressed that it works on a train. Mine doesn't always work on a train. Mm-hmm. And it's now. So this is pretty impressive.
There's many more cell phones too to come.
Well, that's a great place to wrap it up today. We're going to move on to minute 92 tomorrow. Doug's going to come back and hopefully be able to introduce himself better.
I'll work on it. I have 24 hours. I can do it.
Yeah, why don't you take a nap? Maybe pump some iron. I don't know. Whatever you call it. I don't work out. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what to call it. Pumping iron, that's still a thing.
Yeah, so, sure. We'll
yeah, sure.
Okay. Sure it is.
Sure I know. I'm a big dough ball. Doug, before you go today, you do a podcast. Why don't you promote it a little bit and explain to us what it is you do?
Well, I'm one of the hosts of Rocky Minute, which is pretty much exactly what you guys do, but for the movie Rocky.
More Italian! More Italian!
Hey, Brian!
Hey, how's it going, Paisan?
We finished up the first Rocky, and you can find all of our episodes on duelinggenre.com, which is run by the great Scott Corelli and his partner, writing partner, Nick Jimenez. That's where we release our episodes. We're part of the Dueling Genre family. And stay tuned for Rocky 2, which will be coming up probably next fall. Not next fall, this fall.
Next fall. We're taking a year and a half off.
And then we'll come back with Rocky also.
We're slow rolling it.
We're waiting on the entire cast to die, and then we'll do the movie. That's awesome. As a fan of Rocky and a fan of Rocky Minute, I'm very happy that you're on today. I love talking with you. You and I have talked before, not physically in person, but over the internets. And so I think you're hilarious. I love the show, and we're really glad you're here this week.
Thank you. One of the weirdest things about this whole minute-by-minute thing is that me and you have been ragging on each other for months now, and this is the first time we're actually speaking with one another. It's insane. It's crazy. It's a weird existence we live in.
It's weird that the internet has us bullying each other and not seeing each other. That's so weird. That's so unlike the internet to be so, right.
I was gonna
so
say,
openly
that's
hostile.
So unlike the internet.
Right. I'm glad we have thick skins because Lord knows.
Well, your skin's actually thicker than mine. Like it's like rhino hide compared to mine. I'm like tissue paper with facial hair.
Oh, don't sell yourself short. You're at least like two-ply
wrapping paper.
Oh, thanks. If you'd like to talk about my skin or toilet paper, you can join us over on the Facebook group, The Impossible Minute Force, or you can also join us on Twitter at Min Impossible, M-I-N Impossible. Until tomorrow, I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
And I've been Doug.
This minute will... No, I'm going to do it. This minute God. Will self-destruct. Bada boom!
Good Lord. Bam.